Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
South Panther football coach Mo Moriarty gave his outright Conference Indiana champions Monday off, but it's back to work in practice this day, even though the defending sectional champs don't play until they hook up with North a week from Friday night. You know, sometimes lost in the shuffle of success is how success arrives in the first place, and it does, every week. The scout team players loom large, and as running back and quarterbacks coach Anthony Lindsay was telling me after the game Friday night.
Yeah, they give us a good look every single week, every single day, so we know what's going on as far as the opponent. So, you know, it takes everybody on the team. Great performance by, you know, offense and defense. It was over at halftime, you know. You know, obviously our defense did another outstanding job getting us the ball and saw some things up top that, you know, the safeties where they were and running some posts for John Earl.
Well, it wasn't like Gavin came out throwing it from 20 to 20. You went with the short stuff early. He winds up with a career night, 357 yards.
Yeah, like I said, tell Gavin every week, you know, take what is there. Take what's open, and the guys will make plays for you.
North and South in 2 weeks, and, 14-7 on 9/11.
Yeah, you know.
What do you remember most about that game, other than a hard-earned, typical North-South battle? And you've been on both sides of the field.
Yeah, I have. We laid the ball down a lot that game. So, obviously, that will be taken care of like it was, you know, after that. So, obviously, we're going to prepare, like I said, and get ready to go for that game.
That is Anthony Lindsay, running back, quarterbacks coach under Coach Mo, South Panther assistant coach, winning the scout team honors this past week. Couple of sophomores, Trey Deaton and Jackson Hanchette. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
There is no sense to sugarcoat anything, as Kevin Wilson was telling us on Media Monday in the Hinkie Hall of Champions. Things flat need to be fixed, and Coach was, starting with himself. His staff, structures, fundamentals that need to be addressed and cleaned up prior to Saturday when Indiana travels into East Lansing to take on the 4th or 7th ranked Michigan State Spartans. Hoosiers are huge underdogs, which shouldn't surprise anyone, not after last Saturday. Quarterback Nate Sudfeld, who had a career day numbers-wise today, also hardened himself for making not one but two bad decisions in that fourth quarter, INTs that led to Rutgers points in their full-blown comeback. But that's over. Everyone, as Nate was telling us Monday, is accountable, but things are correctable.
Every aspect of the team kind of put their foot off the gas pedal and became vulnerable. And then momentum in college football is a crazy thing. It just, they capitalized on it. So obviously, again, guys are disappointed, but they're very, very prepared and very eager to kind of get that taste out of their mouth this week. I just think we need to continue to, you know, put our foot on the gas pedal. I mean, we need to learn how to handle success better, this team. We've been able to handle failure, you know, pretty well, you know, whether a guy misses an assignment or, you know, a bad throw kind of coming back from it. But how are we able to handle success? How are we able to handle good plays? Are we able to come back or just kind of be excited about the play we just made?
That's quarterback Nate Sudfeld speaking the truth and very much hitting a lot of good solid points. Michigan State now is a +9 in turnover ratio, dislodging the Hoosiers from the league's top spot there. Haven't seen the old brass platoon for a while. It's been 2006. We've played them six times since and lost them all. 3:30 on ABC Saturday up in East Lansing. I'm Joe Smith.